Welcome to the ninth and final session of the audio component of Fluent Spanish 1. Today we'll work on material from sessions 28 through 30. You know, perhaps learning a language has a lot to do with learning script. The trick for me is to go over the material again and again, thinking about it in different ways, creating associations with music, with images, even with feelings, in an effort to internalize it, to make it part of myself. And when I've tried learning languages, it hasn't been any different.
Well, the writing of these scripts was inspired in what has worked for us in the past. Lots of practice, lots of listening, and lots of mimicking. Well, this is the final session of this CD, but I trust that we'll be together again very soon as you start your work on Fluent Spanish 2.
But there's still some good work to get done before then. Sessions 28 through 30 are full of important vocabulary.
So let's start with that then. We'll start in Spanish while you think of the word in English. Then I'll say it in English, and then we'll say it one more time in Spanish so you can work on your pronunciation. Let's start. Repeat after Edgar.
El metro.
The subway.
El metro. El tren.
The train.
El tren. El avión.
The airplane.
El avión. El autobús.
It's an easy one. The bus.
El autobús. La hora.
The hour.
La hora. La tarjeta de crédito.
The credit card.
La tarjeta de crédito. El boleto.
The ticket.
El boleto. A las 3:30.
At 3:30, or literally, at 3:30. Let's hear it one more time.
A las 3:30. Es la 1:15.
It is 1:15, or it is 1:15.
Es la 1:15. Son las 12.
It is 12.
Son las 12.
Let's continue, but now a little bit different. I'll say it in English first. You think of it in Spanish, then repeat after Edgar. Ready? There.
Allá.
There. Again.
Allá.
Everything.
Todo.
One more time, the word for everything.
Todo.
Another one.
Otro.
Another one.
Otro.
Until.
Hasta.
Until.
Hasta.
After.
Después.
One more time. After.
Después.
All right, guys. Let's finish up the CD with a bang. Let's do the most difficult sentences we can come up with, one after the other. So repeat after Edgar.
A la derecha de la avenida va a haber una casa grande.
One more time.
A la derecha de la avenida va a haber una casa grande.
I'm going to break this one up for you. A la derecha de la avenida. To the right of the avenue. Va a ver. You are going to see. una casa grande. A big house. Again. A la derecha de la avenida va a haber una casa grande. To the right of the avenue, you're going to see a big house. Let's do the next one.
¿A qué hora en la tarde está usted en su casa mañana?
One more time.
¿A qué hora en la tarde está usted en su casa mañana?
At what time in the afternoon are you in your house tomorrow? The next one.
Aquí hay unos mapas, señora. Son 10 pesos. Es todo.
One more time.
Aquí hay unos mapas, señora. Son 10 pesos. Es todo.
Here are some maps, ma'am. It is 10 pesos. It's all. Next one.
Son 70 pesos una noche. La habitación no es cara.
One more time.
Son 70 pesos una noche. La habitación no es cara.
It's 70 pesos one night. The room is not expensive. One more.
Vamos en taxi. Cuesta 25 pesos y es más rápido.
One more time.
Vamos en taxi. Cuesta 25 pesos y es más rápido.
Let's go by taxi. It costs 25 pesos and it is faster. And congratulations, because that's all for this CD. I want to thank you for taking the time to work out with us. And I want to thank Edgar for taking the time out of his schedule to actually record this CD with me.
Muchas gracias, Sonia, y muchas gracias a todos ustedes por la oportunidad de trabajar juntos en el aprendizaje y exploración de un idioma tan hermoso como el español. Un idioma que, como pocos, le da fuerza a la emoción y privilegio a la fantasía. Soy Edgar Ramírez. Y hasta una próxima oportunidad.
And see you soon in Spanish too. Don't be a stranger. Visit us at fluence.com.